Well, let me invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the Old Testament book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 103. And while you're turning there, let me ask you a question. Do you ever struggle with events in your past and forgiving yourself of those things that you have done? Maybe what I just said really hit home with some of you because you have found yourself for years and years trying to enjoy this one God-given life that God has given to you, and yet for some reason or the other, you still can't get over the hurdles of things that have happened in your past life. Recall of a story that was shared one lady some years ago. She had come to faith in Jesus Christ, and she had invited the Lord into her heart to be her Lord and Savior. But something happened, and she walked backwards on the Lord, and she just was doing some things that was very inappropriate and unpleasing to the Lord. And God finally got her attention. She walked down the aisle, rededicated her life to the Lord, but after that, she still struggled. She had done some things that only her and the Lord knew about, and she just kept saying to herself, I can't believe I did those things. I can't believe that I got involved with those individuals. I can't believe all those things happened to me. And on she would come to church. She would try to attend church the best way she knew, but she still could not forgive herself. Until she came across one particular message, one particular person preaching and dealing with the issue on forgiving ourselves. Because the truth about it is, there are a lot of times we bow our hearts and our heads and we pray and we ask God to forgive us. And then we get back up and we still feel dirty. We still feel like we've not done what we should do. And the reality is, it's not that God hasn't forgiven us, but the issue is forgiving ourselves. The one reality is you're living this one God-given body, and you're going to have this one God-given body till the day you leave this world. But the question that I want to ask you this morning is this. Have you forgiven yourself? Is there something in your past that you've struggled forgiving yourself of, and it's hindering your life and your enjoyment and your Christian walk? Well, I want you to turn with me this morning to the book of Psalms chapter 103. We're in a series on forgiveness, and the truth about it is, the reason for so much pain and so much agony in the lives of so many is not because God's not forgiven them, but rather we forget a basic principle in Scripture, and that is learning to forgive ourselves. You can get on your knee time after time after time again, ask God to forgive you, and still get up and still feel like something is not right. And that something is not that God's not forgiven you, but have you ever learned how to forgive yourself? I recall reading the story of a dear preacher, and he was talking about how his life seemed to be going good, and he did something that disappointed himself. And he said, I had the most difficult time living with me because there were some things that I did. Every one of us live in one God-given body. One of the realities that you and I face is that there are things in our life that we may do that we even disappoint ourselves. And there is something you need to learn, and you need to learn how to forgive yourself. So in Psalms chapter 103, verses 10 through 14, I want you to listen to what the psalmist writes. Listen carefully. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. You know, we live in a life in this world that you and I live in. There's a lot of individuals who really struggle with forgiveness. And so this morning I want to deal with the subject, learning to forgive ourselves. Because it's not just enough to know that you can ask God to forgive you and you can bow your head and pray and receive the forgiveness of God. But the truth about it is totally possible for God to forgive you and you hold yourself in bondage week after week, month after month, year after year, and go to your grave not enjoying anything in life, not because the Father doesn't want you to, all because you will not forgive yourself. And when you look all throughout Scripture, you find a lot of men and a lot of women who did some things in life that they had to overcome the hurdle and forgive themselves, or they would have never been of use to God. Think about, just go back in the Old Testament for a moment. Take Moses for an example. Moses ended up killing an Egyptian soldier, and God used him, but don't you imagine that Moses had to forgive himself for what he did? Yes, the man was doing what he shouldn't have been doing, and the Egyptian soldier was taking advantage of the Hebrew, but Moses had to forgive himself for what he did, or else he would have struggled with his earthly life. Not only that, but you think about in the New Testament, here is Paul the Apostle, the greatest servant of God. And Paul, the Bible says in the book of Acts, he was holding the cloak of Stephen. Stephen was being stoned to death, and Paul was standing just watching. And I'm sure that Paul could go back in his mind's eye and remember all the things that he did in his life to try to get rid of what he heard about the church that was called the Way back in that time. And he tried to get rid of Christians. No doubt Paul had to really deal with some self-forgiveness for him to be used. Another example is the life of Peter. Think about it for a moment. You're Peter, you're an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you deny that you ever knew Jesus Christ. And then the last time you say it, Jesus looks at you right square in the eye, knowing you was going to do that. Peter, the Bible says, went out and cursed and couldn't believe he did what he did. And from that day on, he probably, for a season of time, struggled with what he did to his Lord and Savior. I say all of those to say this. There are things in our life that only God and us know about, and we would to God we had never done them. We would to God they would have never happened. Maybe as a teenager, you got involved in something. Maybe you got involved in something sexually. And you would to God you could erase that in your past, but you can't erase that. It's there. The issue is, will you forgive yourself? Or maybe you left a partner years ago. You knew you shouldn't have done it, but it's done and it's over and done with. And you realize you was in the wrong. You've asked God to forgive you, but have you forgiven yourself? Maybe you have done something to your children. Maybe you have said something, and maybe you have abused your child or children in one way or the other, and you have grown and you've learned and you've asked God to forgive you. But the question is, have you forgiven yourself? Maybe you've done something to your wife or to your husband, and only God knows about it. That's all that needs to know about it. But when you look at it, you can't believe what you did. You can't believe you did that. You've asked God to forgive you. You've prayed 1,000 times. And maybe you're still saying, I still am having some problems. Why am I having the problem? And we're going to get to that, because the whole issue is found up in you've not forgiven yourself. Or maybe you've had ill will towards somebody and they're dead. I wish I could tell you the times that people have come to me and they said, you know what? I can't apologize to them anymore. I'm so sorry what I did to them. I wish they were alive that I could say I'm sorry, but they're dead. And they beat themselves up over and over and over again, all because they can't go to them. They say, but you know what? I guess I'll have to live with this till the day I die. Here's the good news. No, you don't have to live with it. But the issue is, you need to listen, and you need to listen very carefully. Because the truth about it is, you do, and we do live in this body, and there are things. There are things in this life that we do that only God knows about and nobody else needs to know about them. That's the only way it needs to happen. But you can't go back and you can't erase it. You can't undo it. Now, it doesn't mean that there aren't consequences, but you're going to have to ask this question. Have I chosen to forgive myself? And I want to get into this message because I really believe, and I can tell you this in my own life, out of the outflow of my own personal experiences, there are many times I got on my knees about a certain thing. I asked God to forgive me. I got up and I thought, Father, why didn't you hear me? I get back on my knees and I say, Father, forgive me. I get back up and I say, Father, why didn't you hear me? And the issue wasn't that the Father didn't hear me. The issue was I refused. Notice the wording I'm using. I refused to forgive myself. because I believe I needed to punish myself. I believe I needed to do some things. I needed, and so on and so forth. So I want you to follow along very carefully, because God makes it abundantly clear in Psalms chapter 103, verse 10, He's not going to treat you the way your sins deserve. In other words, the God who created you, the God who gave you life, the God who breathed into you the breath of life, who gives you the privilege to become a child of God through the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, He gives you the privilege to live this life free. And if you're not living this life free, then you need to ask this question: why? Why are you not living this life free? What is it, what issue, what situation, what event, what circumstance in your past is keeping you hindered from enjoying God's best? And you see, the reality of it is there are some problems we face whenever it comes to forgiving ourselves. And if I said, well, just forgive yourself, I could say amen and we could go home. But the reality is there's some real problems we face when it comes to forgiving ourselves. And I want you to follow along in your outline, because here's the reality. We base forgiveness on the size of sin. And one of the things that happens in your life and my life we do is sort of like this. Our approach to sin is, well, you know, God forgives the little sins, but if I really blow it big time, then God won't forgive me of that. And here's what I'm talking about. Here's a person who maybe they've come to faith in Jesus Christ and they've gotten involved with somebody else sexually. Now, is that right? Absolutely no. God forbid. Are there consequences for that? Yes, there are consequences, and that person is going to pay dearly. But the Bible makes it very clear that if we confess our sin, if that person is genuine and true and honest and confesses that before God, He'll forgive them. But the issue is, a lot of times, they won't forgive themselves. They won't forgive themselves. Now, you have to accept the consequences. You can't erase that. But oftentimes, we base forgiveness on the size of sin. It's sort of like, well, you know, if it's a small sin, God will forgive it. But if it's a big sin, I've got to live with the rest of my life. Here's a problem with that. That's not least bit biblical. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our little sins, right? No. If we confess our tiny sins, if we confess, what does it say? If we confess our sin. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us. Now, let me ask you a question. Don't you think God is big enough, awesome enough, mighty enough to know how many sins you was going to commit from your birth to your death? He is almighty and all-knowing. You never shock the mind of God. You can't even disappoint God. Let me tell you why you can't disappoint God. You can't disappoint the mind of one who knows you even before you came into this world. God knows my life. He knows the totality of my life. Every hair on my head is numbered. And sometimes I think, well, they're decreasing from time to time. And they're turning color from time to time. He knows everything about us. You can't disappoint the mind of omnipotence. You can't disappoint the mind of God. So what happens is we base forgiveness in our own mind on the size of sin. And so here's, we say that, well, size is an issue. You know, if I do a big sin, I just have to live with it the rest of my life. Now, granted, there are some sins that are going to be very hard to deal with. I have a next door neighbor who murdered his father. Don't you dare tell me that some sins are harder to deal with than others. I talked with him and walked with him through that. I know what it's like to have somebody share with you. Said, Benny, I just have to tell you, he stood up and I shot him. I meant to shoot him. What do you tell somebody like that? And as I talked with him and listened to him, it broke his heart. He didn't want to have to do what he had to do, I honestly believe. He was protecting his family. His dad was a very, well, I'll just put it this way, interesting man. But here's the reality. You tell me what sin God don't forgive. Don't you think that God is big enough? And you see, we size them in our mind. Well, you know, I just don't know if that's forgivable. And so we withhold forgiveness from ourselves. Listen, if God's not big enough, awesome enough, great enough to forgive all sins, we need to pack it up and we need to go home. The Bible says if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us. Now let me ask you a question. Do you think God needs your help? Do you think God needs your help to cleanse you of sin? He don't need your help. He don't need my help. But what we do is we base forgiveness on the size of sin. And second of all, when we refuse to forgive ourselves, here's what we do. We punish ourselves. I know there's a lot of people who deprive themselves of one thing after another. You know, we fail to forgive ourselves. So what happens is we live the painful event over and over. Some of you haven't lived in peace for 20 years. Some of you haven't lived in peace for 30 years. Some of you haven't lived in peace for 50 years. Because something happened back there when you was 8, 9, 10, 15 years, and you cannot let it go. The issue is you can let it go. The issue is choice. And the reality is, yes, Jesus Christ died on the cross. He don't need your help. He don't need you to help pay for your price. But here's what we do. We punish ourselves. And it goes like a video or a DVD, and it just keeps playing and playing and playing and playing and playing and playing. And while we're alone, it plays. While we're with someone else, it plays. Wherever we are, listen, if you're a person who gets down real fast, real quick, that's a good sign that there's something in your past. If you're a person who gets negative real fast, then that's a sign there's something in your past you won't forgive yourself of. And you see, I never will forget a friend who was talking about what his dad did to him, and he wouldn't forgive himself for the feelings he had against his dad. And he just told me, he's laying in the hospital bed, he's 72 years old, and he said, Benny, I can't stand my dad. He made it abundantly clear. And after he told me the reason, I understood why. But here's what he struggled. He struggled forgiving himself. He struggled forgiving himself of all the agony. You know what happens? I'm just here to tell you, it's going to replay in your mind. It's going to replay. If you don't forgive yourself, then it's going to play like a painful event. And sadly, here's what happens. Not only do we have those painful events living on our mind, but we just feel like God don't want to hear us. We don't feel like second-class citizens. We don't feel important to God. We don't feel like God cares about us. We don't feel like God loves us. And listen to us talk sometimes. I hope God hears me. I wish God would hear me because of what's happened in our life. Listen. Jesus had to tell the other disciples, you go tell the women, said, you go get the disciples and Peter. Why tell Peter? Why single him out? Because Peter couldn't believe what he did to Jesus. Did Jesus know? Sure he did. Now, I want you to listen to me real carefully. Do you think the Father knows what sin you're going to commit next? Sure he does. God is not up in heaven saying, oh, Benny. Now, I have to be honest, sometimes I feel that way. But I have to be reminded that's not the way the Father's looking at it. He knew that's not an endorsement for any sin. But you see, the reality is, many are living with a poor self-image. And let me tell you what happens. Won't you listen? You have a poor self-image in your time of crisis. You don't feel like you can call on God. You don't feel like God listens to you. You feel like God listens to everybody else but you. Why? Not because God doesn't see you as important, but because of what you've done and you're refusing to forgive yourself of the past. He don't need your help to deal with your sins. He has the power to forgive you. That's the whole issue behind the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So you don't have to pay for your debt yourself. Listen. The Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. Amen? By his stripes. Not by his stripes plus me depriving myself. Not by his stripes plus me trying to help him out. It's those stripes and those alone. And you see, in the life of Peter, until he dealt with his action of denying Jesus, he lived a burdened life. And that's where many of people are today. Maybe where you are. There's no joy. It's not, I enjoy going to church. We really need to go to church. Now, don't you dare answer this out loud. Is going to church like pulling hen's teeth? Don't answer that. If it is, then you've completely misunderstood what the Father has for you. You see, here's a God who loves you. You can't love anybody like the Father loves you. And here's the thing that happens. We really struggle because we just feel like we need to punish ourselves. I know some people that deprive themselves. They don't let themselves have any good thing. Well, you know what I've done in the past, and I just can't forgive me. Not only that, but when we refuse to forgive, what's most horrible is this. We just live a life of uncertainty. You know, I don't know of anything that is more draining on you humanly than living with uncertainty. Let me give you an example. Here's a person, I'll just give you an example. Here's a person, a young Christian, who got involved sexually with someone after they got saved. After they got saved, they did some things sexually, and they asked God to forgive them. And they really meant it. But they can't forgive themselves. And after they ask God to forgive them, they still can't forgive themselves. They may be 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. That event may have happened back there when they was 23 years old. It may have been 2 or 3 week fling. But they've asked God to forgive them. But here's what happens. Because they can't forgive themselves, though they've asked God to forgive them, they live with uncertainty. What do you mean uncertainty? Uncertainty that God listens to them. They're so uncertain about when they read the word, God, is that really for me? I know, God, you must not love me for what I've done. Now, listen carefully. Is God's love for you ever based on a single thing you've done? Never. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. He didn't love you when you was good. The idea that God loves you if you're good, when you're good, is absolutely ludicrous because we're absolutely sinners before God. But you know what happens? Here's the uncertainty. We're uncertain that God loves us. You know why? I know God's mad at me for what I've done in the past. I know God surely can't forgive me of that sin. You know what we do? We become a God to ourselves. We don't let the Bible direct us anymore. We let our own little human brain direct us. We don't listen to the Word of God. We listen to our human conscience, and we base reality on ourselves. That's why there's a lot of people all messed up because they won't open the Word of God. Listen, let me ask you a question. Did Holy God write 1 John 1:9? If so, would you please say amen? Can you do better than that? Did he write it? Amen? If we confess our what? Say it with me. Sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of all sin. Notice what he says. All sin. Benny, you don't have to beat yourself up. Now, you're going to have to accept consequences, but you don't have to beat yourself up. Accept my forgiveness at the cross. Walk on. Forgive yourself. Walk on. But you know what? We won't do that. We keep depriving ourselves. We live with uncertainty. We live with uncertainty that God loves us. We live with uncertainty that God will hear and answer our prayers. We live with uncertainty that God will even give us a dime. You know what we do? God owns the whole world, but God, you can't help me with a $29.95 bill. Lord, I need $29.95 to meet my... Now, listen real carefully. Listen how warped it gets. I love my daughter. If she's good, right? Let me tell you some of our theology. Follow in a human. I love my daughter if she acts right, if she lives right, if she does right. No, I love my daughter. Case closed. Now, don't you think the Father looks from heaven and says, you know what? I love you. Accept my payment for your sin. Forgive yourself and walk on. But you see, we live with uncertainty. Next thing that happens is when we refuse to forgive ourselves, we just live with a false sense of unworthiness. There is nothing more saddening to the heart of the Father than His children living in a sense of unworthiness. Father, I don't deserve your goodness. Now, let's get it biblical. We don't deserve anything. But that's what the grace of God is all about. He loves to be good to us. Let me give you an example. You may not have a lot of money, but don't you just love to give your children money from time to time? Not because of anything, just because you love them. You love to take them out to eat, or you love to say, now put this in your pocket, save it for a rainy day, and their definition of a rainy day is tomorrow. Because you love your children. Now listen carefully. Would you let the Father just love you? Would you just enjoy the fact that the Father loves? He's not giving you 10,000 commands. He's not giving you 20,000 directives. He is telling you, I love you. I love you just the way you are. I know all the things that's gone on in your life, but my son's shed blood is sufficient. And forgive yourself. But God, it was a sexual sin. Go back and look at the Bible. David got involved in sexual sin. So many in Scripture got involved in some type of sexual act. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us. Listen, cleanses us of everything. Now, don't deny the reality. Yes, there are consequences. But what happens is this. We live with a sense of unworthiness. And in the end, here's what happens. You know what happens when you don't live unworthy? Or when you feel like you're not, you don't pray with any authority. You don't ask for anything bold. You don't ask for anything big. You don't ask for anything mighty anymore. You don't ask anything great. You just say, Father, just pray for a few crumbs every once in a while. You know what? That's not what he tells you and me to do. The Bible says, if you belong to the Father, and he belongs to you, if you're a child of God, you have a right. Listen, I have a right to call my dad up. I have a right to call him because he's my dad. I have a right. God gave me that right because I'm in the family of so I have that right. You have a right. And you see, when you say, Father, I've got some big needs. I don't have some small needs. I've got some big needs. He just says, give them to me. Doesn't the Bible say, let us boldly enter into the throne of grace? He doesn't say sheepishly, wimpishly. He said, let us boldly. And that means humbly, realizing you're a child and your dad runs the world. Listen, our dad runs the universe, so we need to live like citizens, act like citizens, behave like citizens, realizing that our dad runs the world. What's the big deal? And so when you realize, Dad, you know, you run this world, here's what I need. I need this, not asking because I want it, but you know what? You'll find it's on its way. You know what happens? When you start realizing, believing, and trusting, and ask God to forgive your sins, forgive yourself, there is a difference in the way you live. There's a difference in the boldness. There's a difference in the way you walk. There's a difference in the way you talk. And that's exactly the way our Father does. Now, listen to what he says. Listen to what he says in Psalms 103. Listen carefully. I want you to listen. In Psalms 103, look at verse 10 very carefully. Look at verse 10. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. In other words, he wants you to treat yourself like a son or a daughter. Listen, ask. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7. Ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. And you see, when you start realizing, Father, you forgive me at the cross 2,000 years ago based on the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, I did, son. Then, Father, I forgive myself. That's exactly the way it ought to be. I forgive myself based on what Jesus did, not based on anything. Father, here's a bold request. Here's a big request. Here's an awesome request. Watch this. Peter realized that later on because here is Peter praying. Remember, the same Peter that denied Jesus was over Dorcas, his mother-in-law, and he prayed to the Father. The Father just raised her up. Why? Because Peter learned to forgive himself. Now listen to me very carefully. If there is something in your past that you struggle with and you really believe you've got to pay a penalty for, you're not going to ask God for anything. And you're going to live missing. Because here's what he says. I want you to turn to James chapter 4 a minute. James 4, you've heard me say this many times, but I want you to look at it for yourself. James chapter 4. Look in verse 2. You lust and have not because you desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight in war, but look at the last one. Yet, read this with me, starting with ye. Ye have not because you ask not. You know what happens? I can't ask God for nothing. We hide. We don't feel important. We don't feel significant. When you start realizing, I have been forgiven. I have been forgiven by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I don't have to have any payment. I don't have to make a payment to God myself. I can accept that. I forgive myself. And Father, You told me to ask. So you start asking, you start seeing your Father show His love to you by answering. And it just keeps coming. It just keeps coming. It is awesome. Let me give you an example. Just yesterday, Stephanie and Cass have been trying to locate another vehicle. And on our way in some of our travels yesterday, she called her mother and she said, "Mom, would you pray for us? We need to sell this truck that we've got because it's really taking a lot of money. Cass needs to sell it." And so we talked to the father about it, just briefly, because her time was short between spots. But she prayed. Before the day was out, they sold the truck. Here's the thing. That person, I thought, well, they'll negotiate. That person didn't even negotiate with them. Gave them exactly what they asked for. Now, let me ask you a question. Simple, childlike belief and faith. But you know what? When you don't forgive yourself, you don't pray, you don't feel worthy, you don't feel like asking. And James says, if you don't pray, you don't receive. Let me tell you the person who has the most prayers answered, the person who prays the most and just realizes, hey, my dad runs the world. Business, the family business, by the way, you're going to rule the world someday. You know that, right? Now, you say, wow, that's something. I'm sorry if you don't like being in leadership because that's the family business. Our dad runs the world. Now, you may say, well, I just don't believe it. You'll find out someday. Just hold on. Lord will let you remember that. But not only that, we have excessive behaviors. You know what happens? When Peter denied Jesus, he got angry. He hated himself. That may be where you are. I'm so angry at myself. I can't believe what I did. And we have all sorts of excessive behaviors that we beat ourselves up, emotionally browbeat ourselves, and won't let ourselves have good things. And literally speaking, Peter made life hard for himself. You can do that. Listen, God never made life hard on you. And that person who has life hard on himself when it comes to forgiveness issues, it's a person who won't forgive himself, won't forgive herself. Listen, what can you add to the blood of Jesus Christ? What can you possibly think you can give to God to help you out? Nothing. And so he wants you to accept it. And you see, a lot of times a person can take 10, 12, 15 jobs in church. Why? Because God knows the motive. They're trying to pay for some sin in the past. They're trying to sort of offset something they did out of disobedience. The issue is, choose to forgive yourself. I wish I could tell you the release that I prayed one time, and I want to be open and transparent, when I hated a man. You'll understand why the Lord says hate if you ever have hatred in your heart toward another human being. It is the most ruthless thing in your being. It absolutely zaps you of all your energy. You have nothing inside of you. But here's what I did. I finally owned up to it. I said, Father, I ask you to forgive me of the hatred that I have toward. But here's the other thing. I was always taught by my mom, don't you hate anybody. But you know what? That didn't work in this situation. I couldn't believe that I disappointed my mother. You know what I mean? I was so upset with me that I hated another human being. And so I finally had to pray this prayer. Father, I forgive me based on the blood of Jesus Christ for hatred toward, and I named the man's name. When I prayed that prayer, I wish I could tell you, it was like the 4th of July fireworks. It was just, I couldn't describe the inner excitement, the sensation that went on in my spirit, because the Lord finally reminded me, Benny, that's what's been hindering you all along. It's not your work. It's the fact that you had hatred toward another human being. You asked me to forgive you, and I did. But you didn't forgive yourself. And I can tell you this, there is no more liberty, freedom, joy, and excitement than when you forgive yourself of what you've done to someone else. Well, why can't we forgive others? First, we just either have a belief that there's performance-based forgiveness. Sometimes it's not preached to us, but Satan has a way of saying, well, you've not performed enough. You've not done enough. But here's the whole issue. You've got to decide what you believe. And you've got to decide if you believe the Word. And you see, the reality of it is, God don't need your help. Now, that's sometimes hard for us. God doesn't need your help to forgive you. He's paid for it. And when you say, Father, I accept your payment for my sins that I've done, for what I've said, for how I've acted, for the hatred I have, I accept that and I forgive myself. You'll find it's almost like getting saved all over again. It's not salvation, but there is a washing by God's Holy Spirit in your heart. And you know what? There is an excitement, there is a joy, and plus the Holy Spirit lets you know the Father is hearing you. You know why? There's a lot of people that try to come into the throne room of God and pray, and they don't deal with the self. They don't deal with sin. They don't deal with themselves. In time of emergency, they'll call on God and they'll make long prayers. Don't you dare think that everybody is heard before the Father. Because here's what the Father makes very clear. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not, finish the verse, hear me. You can get on your knees and scream to God. But you know what? When you forgive yourself, number one, you're obeying the Father. Number two, there's that joy that comes back. And number three, you know, and I don't know how to describe it, but you know the Father listens to you. Now listen carefully. When you pray, do you know that you know that you know the Father is listening to you? Or is there something in your past that you've not forgiven yourself of? Something in your past, some event. A lot of people, it'd have to be some type of sensual event, sexual event. Maybe an affair. Maybe a one-night fling that nobody knows about that happened hundreds of miles away, but God knows about it. They've confessed it and asked God to forgive them, but they can't forgive themselves of what they did. It's when you forgive yourself. You see, the reality of it is the way you forgive yourself, it's real simple. But in some ways, it's complicated. It's God that gives us the gift of forgiveness. You're never forgiven based on. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us of all sin. Amen? Amen. So then, I'm cleansed. With every prayer that I pray, asking forgiveness, especially if it's towards somebody. I'll just pick on Byron right down here. He's right here close. Let's just say Byron's done something to me. I say, Father, I forgive Byron for what he's done to me. Now, just know Byron's not done anything to me, so you don't need to wake up in the middle of that. But I forgive myself for having ill will toward my brother. Friend, I don't know where life finds you, but here's what I do know. God forgives you, but you have to forgive yourself for there to be true joy and true peace. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for hearing and for answering. And Father, thank you for the fact that forgiveness is pure and complete. Father, we can't add anything to the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We can't add anything to that because it was never intended for us to add anything. Father, I pray for that person this morning who's struggling to forgive himself or herself. Maybe it happened 49 years ago, 53 years ago, 60 years ago, 32 years ago, 21 years ago. You know when it was. and they can't forgive themselves. But Father, in truth, they can. You have given us the power to forgive ourselves. And so, Father, I pray for that person. Maybe they walked out, and after years they've thought about it and they realized they made such a horrible mistake. Maybe they abused someone and they confessed it to you, but they've not forgiven themselves. Father, may they do that. Father, I pray for that person right now. Father, you lead and you guide. In Jesus' name. With heads remaining bowed, I'm going to ask her to play silently.